BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie says talks are underway to award the Proteas cash incentives after their historic win at the ICC World Test Championship final. This victory at Lord's marks the country's first ICC title in 27 years, breaking a drought in major international cricket tournaments. McKenzie was among the thousands of people who welcomed the champions home at the OR Tambo International Airport in Gauteng this morning. He praised their character and pledged confidence in hosting and winning the 2027 championship.
We're going to talk about it now. There must be. We've got so many winners. All these bonuses can bankrupt the country. I'm a believer that people should see themselves when they watch our national teams. White kids, Indian kids, colored kids, and the black kids should see themselves. We are the rainbow nation.
Back home in KZN, a learner has been rushed to hospital after he was allegedly stabbed and robbed while walking home from school in Phoenix, north of Durban. Authorities say the 17-year-old had just finished writing exams and was stabbed near Gandhi Park. It's understood that his school bag and cell phone were taken. Rusa's Prem Balram says he managed to walk to the Phoenix Highway where he collapsed.
Reaction Unit South Africa received a call for assistance from a member of a public who found a child lying on the roadside and bleeding profusely. When medics got to the scene, they stabilized the child and expedited him to hospital. The child is a grade 10 pupil at a local high school.
And a Bluff councillor says residential roads in the area have turned to chaos. This follows the start of a six-month road rehab project on Bayhead Road near the Port of Durban yesterday. Transnet says the upgrade aims to improve safety and boost operations, with 13,000 vehicles using the route daily, nearly half of them trucks. Ward 66 councillor Zoe Solomon says she's asked Metro Police for a more practical traffic plan so Bluff residents aren't caught in the fallout. She says Solomon Mahlangu Road needs to be blocked off overnight to stop trucks from turning into Bluff Road.
I know that there's a resource issue, but we have to set a precedent now from day two. We've lost day one. That you cannot come onto the Bluff down Solomon Mahlangu Drive. Your trucks may not come here. And that is what I'm asking.
Transnet says traffic will be managed through phased lane closures and detours. And on the international front, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei says the nation will never surrender to Israel as demanded by U.S. President Donald Trump. He's warned the United States it will face irreversible damage if it intervenes in support of its ally. The speech read on state television comes 6 days into the conflict, with Trump demanding Iran's unconditional surrender while threatening to kill Khamenei. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 22. Tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg, 18. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The British and Irish Lions team for their clash with Los Pumas on Friday has been announced. Themba Bavuma hopes that the Proteas can inspire the next generation of cricketers. And Andy Cole says Man United need to hit the ground running against Arsenal on the opening day of the new Premier League season.